Welcome back, lovely listeners. Another excellent conversation for you today with the super easy to listen to Weston McIntosh, who is the CMO at social impact platform Virtu. I met Weston through my day job, as it were, at Hello Earth Agency, which itself is a performance marketing agency for direct-to-consumer brands doing good business. One of our challenges is always, how can we make e-commerce more sustainable and purposeful? And that's exactly what Virtu is all about. But I'll let Weston explain more about that in more detail in a minute. Today's conversation is a super useful guide for e-commerce businesses who want to give back in an authentic and impactful way. We cover the challenges that Virtu is addressing, how businesses can give back in a truly authentic way that drives real impact, how to go about engaging your audience with a chosen cause, the quote-unquote hidden benefits of giving back in this way, and the business or industries that are becoming most engaged with giving back, so you don't want to get left behind. And so much more in today's conversation. I really hope you enjoy my chat with Weston. Weston, welcome to the Easy Being Green podcast. Thank you so much for coming to talk to me today.
Thank you for having me.
So you are the CMO at Virtu. Can you start today by telling us a little bit more about what Virtu is, how you got involved in Virtu, and what challenges you are intending on addressing with the business?
I would love to. So Virtu is a social impact tool for e-commerce brands. What we do is we automate the process. So if a business is selling products online and they would like to do some good, we give them the options and give them the ability to actually do that good. And they can do it in 5 minutes instead of spending 5 weeks building up a partnership. On the other side of the coin, for charitable organizations or tree planting organizations, for them, we're a fundraising tool. So we're a nice way for some of these organizations to build out charity partnerships with, e-commerce brands and try and, hopefully bring in some more money and do some good. So that's in a nutshell what it is. Mm-hmm. So, my background is in the energy sector in Canada, mm-hmm. moved to the UK a few years ago, and then was just going to get into some sort of green energy type thing. And I got bit by the entrepreneurship bug and after many failed endeavors, partially by COVID, partially by me and whatever else it might be. I was going to get a job doing sales somewhere. And I thought, let me just take a look on LinkedIn and just see what else is out there. So I did. And I saw a job posting that had just come up and it was like, hey, we can't pay you. We're a new company. We can pay you in equity if you want, but we're just starting. And what we're doing is we're helping e-commerce brands do good. And I was like, well, this is interesting. I get it. It's similar to something I was doing in the past. And I had a conversation with Maria, who's the CEO of Virtu. And they had launched, I'm not going to rip on my CTO, but a very basic MVP in the Shopify App Store. Mm-hmm. And they had a couple people who were installing and a couple charities on board. And it was at the point where they needed to focus efforts on it and they needed a team. So I spoke to my wife and I said, listen, are you okay with me not making money again for another year while I try and do some entrepreneurship stuff? And obviously she reluctantly said yes. And then I joined Virtu, and that was back in 2021, I think. Mm-hmm. And that's how we got in. So what we're doing is we're trying to, so why does this exist? Giving to charity is not new. It's been around for a very long time. E-commerce has been around for not as long, but it's been growing. And there are some pretty big macro trends that we're seeing, and there's some micro things that we're seeing in the industry as well. So businesses that are good, businesses that do good, beat the competition. I think that's pretty obvious at this point in time. That's why you're seeing, companies like Amazon or Microsoft that are now carbon neutral or carbon positive or whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. They probably don't care. Sorry, a lot of people in the businesses definitely care, but overall as a business, they do not care. But it's good for business to sort of have these messages and have this sort of these values they're communicating. Unfortunately, if you're a small business, to be carbon neutral, you can't do that unless you're, slinging mugs on Etsy and then planting trees on the weekend, like maybe, but you just don't have the same resources available. And when it comes to charitable giving, so charities are this extra realm where you can do different impacts. So instead of just planting trees or offsetting plastic, you can help refugees or rescue puppies. Like there's so much good you can do. If you're a small organization, if you want to partner up with a charity, it takes, weeks and weeks of courting and conversations and what are you going to do and how am I going to do this and how are we going to market it? So a lot of small organizations get boxed out, which is very unfortunate. So they just don't do anything. We have a ton of businesses sign up to Virtue that say, I was trying to support this charity. I didn't know how to do it. They were a small charity. They didn't really know how to do an online partnership. And by using our tool, they're able to start giving and get on the giving ladder, essentially. So that's one of the problems we're trying to solve. I guess while I'm on this filibuster, I'll go to two more.
go for it.
A big issue we do have in this industry is transparency. So with these organizations like Microsoft and Amazon that are doing all their excellent work, when you see someone supporting a charity or offsetting plastic, when you read the fine print, the impact's not as big as they try and say that it is to their customers, which is very unfortunate. And a lot of these charities, as we have conversations with them and as we bring them onto the platform and tell them about, the money that we're helping fundraise for them, they're like, is all the money coming to us? What are the rules? What's the catch? How much do we pay? And we're like, well, nothing. And they've been burnt in the past where they're partnered with these big corporates and they're like, well, this is going to be a great way to bring in some fundraising dollars. But, it's only 5% per order to a maximum of 10,000 pounds, whatever it is. So we're trying to, get more people on the giving ladder and make sure it's transparent. So you can't fool customers the same way you could before.
Excellent. So what you're saying is this is a simple way to extend your impact as a business.
I would say it's a very simple way probably to start your impact. I think it's a very good starting point for a lot of businesses. Okay. Sustainability is probably one of the most important values that businesses have. It's one of the most important things that I care about. And if you're a truly sustainable business, if you're just planting trees or just supporting a charity, that's a great first step. And it's something that everybody sort of needs to do, but it's not the end all be all for your business. So what we find is for brand new organizations that want to start their ESG journey, supporting a charity is a nice way to kind of get on that journey. And then for businesses who already have their full ESG plans where they're carbon neutral and they don't use a lot of plastic, supporting a charity is a nice kind of cherry on top where they can then do some extra impact. Maybe they've already checked off the environmental of ESG, but they want to sort of give back to a underprivileged community or help with like a mental health initiative. So we're kind of a very good starting point for new companies and a very good, I'll say finishing point, but very good cherry on top for some larger organizations.
That's so interesting. Something I've spoken about before is when businesses kind of go into this world of sustainability, let's call it, and we start thinking about people, planet, and prosperity as the three P's to focus on. It's very easy to think about planet, I think, like through carbon offsetting or maybe plastic pollution or reducing plastic waste, reducing all waste, all that sort of thing. But often what gets forgotten in that is the people, and whether that's like looking after the people in your own organization, but going through charities is a good way to kind of it's almost a low hanging fruit to help the people as it were.
It definitely is. So what we, when you're in the consumer facing industry, you need to keep things very simple. So obviously you have like Toms back in the day was one of the perfect examples. You buy these shoes, you give a pair of shoes to someone else, or there's a really cool company in Canada called Tentree, where if you buy a product, they plant 10 trees. It's very simple. So people can understand that. And when it comes to the environment, tree planting, plastic offsetting, people get it. So it's a great message to communicate across. When it comes to people, people are complex. Mm-hmm. And the issues that they have are complex. So to say we're supporting a mental health charity, if you understand what the charity is doing, or if you, understand sort of how mental health works, it's more complex than that. That makes sense. But if you don't, it doesn't really have the same impact as planting trees. Mm-hmm. So what we try to do is we try to partner and feature organizations where you have a more tangible impact. So £10 donated or $20 donated does one conversation with someone on the suicide prevention line or something along those lines. So we try and, turn it into something that people can actually, digest.
That's really nice, making it kind of tangible, which is a really lovely segue into my next question, which is that for businesses that want to get into this realm of giving back in some way, do you have tips on how to do this in a way that is authentic and at the same time is driving real impact? You've touched on it there a little bit, but yeah, could you go a little bit further into that, making it authentic to your own brand, your own business?
Of course. I mean, so the easiest way to say it is that if you want to be authentic, just be authentic. I think that's kind of the way to do it. there's a lot of, green hushing and virtue hushing because, the well has been poisoned by large companies or people who have done it in a very fake way. Other organizations who actually do want to do a lot of good don't talk about it because they don't want to look like they're jumping on a bandwagon, right? They don't want to look like they're trying to oversell, which is really too bad. we have a lot of businesses who sign up and support charities, but you won't see it on their site. They won't use our widgets. They won't communicate it. They just do it because they want to. And it's a bit of a shame because the organizations are often supporting our small local charities. Mm-hmm. And by putting that logo on your website, if the partnership is there, or by communicating it, what you're doing is you're giving this charitable organization a lot of exposure. Mm-hmm. To new people who could be supporting it. So by talking about it in a very authentic way, it's a win-win across the board. You're giving exposure to the problem. You're giving exposure to a possible solution, which is very important. And you're giving exposure to people who actually want to do some good work. So communicating it is important. But I think the big takeaway is just don't lie. It's probably mm-hmm. the best way to do it. If you're planting trees, that's great. If you've planted one tree, say you've planted one tree. Don't say you've planted 50 trees. People mm-hmm. are going to read through it. They're going to read the fine print. They're going to go up to your forest and say, okay, well, there's no trees here. People aren't going to get mad at you for just starting, but they'll get mad if you lie. So find something that you care about, that your customers care about, start doing it, and then just communicate it and be transparent.
Brilliant. And you said that you're just giving me all of the segues today. This is perfect. So you said there about finding something that your audience is passionate about. How does a business go about engaging with its audience, with its chosen course if they want to be public about the course that they've chosen?
Yeah, so it's a very complex thing for a lot of people in their heads, but it's very, very simple. Go on your Instagram, put up a story and ask people what charities do you care about, what values do you care about, and you'll get responses back. You'll get lots of responses back, and you'll probably see a lot of the same things coming up. Mm-hmm. We really care about the environment, or you know what, there was earthquakes in Turkey and we're very passionate about this, whatever it could be. So talk to your customers, find out what they care about, and then align yourselves with them. It's not like we found the perfect charity and it's like a big, M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end. We got the right charity and everyone's like, yay, you picked the one we secretly wanted. Just ask them. Everybody loves the environment as a general rule. If you sell pet supplies and you help the white rhino, for example, or black rhino, whatever rhino you're supporting, that's great. But if you support local dogs on the street, or if you support a cat rescue, that's probably going to fit a little bit better. Your customers are going to understand it. So when picking a cause that they care about, it needs to make sense for them. If I come onto your website and I see you're selling pet supplies and I see that you're helping a local animal rescue, that makes perfect sense. I'm not going to have any questions here. If I see you're, supporting a niche charity that's different, maybe something you care about personally, I won't necessarily draw the connection there, which is a bit difficult. So then you might need a little bit more wording on your website. Mm-hmm. Weston, he has his pet store. When he was a kid, he was attacked by a wildebeest, so he's at the anti-wildebeest charity, whatever it could be. Like, you just need to have the act. I don't know, whatever. I'm not gonna lie. you just need to adequately communicate with your customers. Some things are obvious, but if they're not obvious, you need to communicate with them. One thing that we highly recommend businesses do with Virtue is support multiple charities at once. Right. The general rule in the past is every business has one charity that they support, and that's the only charity. And we assume that's what everybody wanted. But what we find is that's not necessarily the case. It's so hard to build charity partnerships that once you build one, you stay with it because it's so much work to do. With tools like Virtue, we're an app, so everything's automated. You can support multiple charities at once. So what we recommend is when you're going to start your giving journey, pick three organizations, like a tree planting, a mental health charity, like an animal rescue, something completely different. And at the end of the purchase, let your customers pick where they want the money to go to. And then from there, you'll see what they truly care about. Everybody cares about everything, but once they pick where their money goes, you see what they truly care about. Mm-hmm. So maybe your customers, you think they care about the environment, but they end up giving all their money to this mental health charity. And then you can learn a lot about your customers and then double down on those types of organizations.
Oh, that's so interesting. It's like another form of market research, but with a really beautiful side effect.
Great. Yeah, it's great. It's simple. And so one thing we do is we say pick multiple different charities, but you can also kind of like dive down. Like if you have an environmental charity and you see people support that, then you can go, okay, well, my customers love the environment. Should we focus on the ocean? Should we, offset? Should we do an animal conservation? And it's almost like a spider web where you can kind of like find what they care about the most. But that's why, apps are easy because you can pick a different charity every hour of the day. It's super simple.
Hello, friends. It's me, Charlie, just interrupting this conversation really quickly to ask you a massive favor. We're really trying to get this podcast out there so that more people can listen to all the tips and learnings and insights and amazing stories that we share about sustainable business here on Easy Being Green. So if you like this episode, if you want to support this podcast and see it continue and go from strength to strength, it would mean the absolute world to me if you could subscribe or follow this podcast on your favorite podcast app. We're on Apple, Spotify, Google, Anchor FM. And I'd be even more grateful if you could give us a review on Apple Podcasts, because that really helps other people to find this podcast, people who might be interested in these conversations. All of those things are completely free to do. I'm not asking you for any money. I would be very, very grateful if you could just give us a follow, give us a review, or share this podcast with someone you think would like it. Thank you so much. Now back to the conversation. So a benefit of that then is, like we said, like that different form of market research. But other than the very important benefit of driving change by using profit for purpose, what are some of the other business benefits of giving back in this way?
So for business, it's, as we said, it's good to be good. If you see Amazon doing something, it's probably good for their business. Therefore, it's probably good for your business too. So we focus, have been focusing on e-commerce so far, which is obviously a very massive industry. When people start, you know, supporting charities and communicating it, there's a lot of just basic e-commerce metrics that improve. You see conversion rates go up, you see average order value go up a bit. There was a very good study back in 2022, or a report by IBM talking about conscious consumers and values-driven consumers. And what they find is that as time goes on and as, you know, people have more selection online to pick, you know, there's 20 people selling the same item. People are now choosing to purchase from companies that align with their personal values. So if I personally care about, you know, the environment or whatever it is, I'm going to want to spend my money on a business that thinks about the same thing. Mm-hmm. So these conscious consumers, once they find a business they like, they're more likely to become repeat customers and they're more likely to tell their friends and family about this type of business. So when you're supporting a good organization, you'll see an uptick in conversion, you'll see an uptick in AOV. What we'll do is you'll probably see new consumers coming in who are there, not necessarily for your products, but are there for you as an organization, there for you as a story. And they're going to bring in some great new traffic via word of mouth. And this new people coming in, will probably also be conscious consumers, which means they're going to bring in more people. So you can kind of build a brand essentially around these values, which is really helpful. One thing I do like to touch on, that I think is very important, is that, you have a stronger connection with your existing customers, with new customers, but you also get access to potentially the charity supporters. So if you're a small organization and you want to support like a, you know, Battersea, for example, they have a ton of people who want to support them, but it's going to be a bit tough. If you're supporting a local charity, there's a good chance you can build a pretty strong relationship with this organization. And there's a very good chance they'll also plug your items on their website or on their newsletter. So don't underestimate small local charities. Like some small charities come up, they'll have tens of thousands of followers on Twitter. They'll have 10,000 people on their newsletter. And if you sell, you know, like a pair of sunglasses where proceeds are going towards them, they might then in turn sell it to their customers saying, hey, if you're going to buy sunglasses, you might as well buy from these guys because they're supporting our charity. So there's a huge win across the board when you're giving back.
Gosh, that makes sense. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Since you've been working at Virtue, are there particular types of businesses or industries that you've seen getting more engaged with giving back?
Yeah, we see. I mean, I keep saying pet supplies. There's a ton of pet stores that sign up. There's a few different reasons for who gives back and who doesn't. So when you look at drop shippers or people with very, very slim margins, giving back is a way to maybe build a little bit of a brand, but ultimately at the end of the day, your customers are probably not buying from you because of your strong brand. They're probably looking for the cheapest item. So it's a bit tougher for some of them to sort of use giving for good. Pet supplies, a whole different story. You know, different industries have different markups on items. Pet supplies are not cheap. You can buy, you know, oftentimes you can buy human products and give it to your pet for cheaper than it is to buy the pet version of it. So there's margins there. And if there's margins, there's the possibility to use some of that money for good. So we see that if you, if you're looking at people who shop at online pet stores, they probably have pets. And if you know someone who has pets, or if you have pets, you know how passionate you are about pets. So if you think about an online store supporting, you know, a local rescue, as a customer, it just makes sense. And it's a nice, strong connection. It's a good way to build the brand. So those types of industries do well. But across the board, we see everything. Fashion is obviously a big thing, typically with environmental and sustainability related charities, surfing, swimwear, cleaning the ocean, any products supporting men, mental health initiatives are typically it. And then there's a surprising number of like adult themed stores that are supporting a lot of like safe sex or different types of charities and stuff. But there's no industry that we haven't really seen before. One of the more exciting things we see every now and then is we see a lot of breweries that sign up, and you just like a BrewDog, for example, they have different items they dedicate. So this beer will be dedicated towards mental health. This beer is towards, you know, planting trees, whatever it is. So all industries, I guess, is what we see.
That's so cool. I was just giggling then because I felt so seen when you were talking about the pet industry because I have a rescue dog and the amount of money that I spend on her is ridiculous. And I will always, you know, I'm very, very easily manipulated into giving money to any animal charity if it comes up on my Facebook feed.
Of course, yeah.
So yeah, I felt really seen when you were saying that. So back to you, I'd really love to know, especially in the world of entrepreneurship, I've been there, it can be really tricky, especially when you're waiting for the money to come in. What is it that gets you up in the morning? Like, how do you keep going? What drives you to do what you do?
Well, getting up in the morning, I guess more literally, is probably my two cats. So we've got two rescue cats, and you know, when like 10 minutes before the alarm goes off, they start sitting on my chest, so it gets a bit hard to breathe, so therefore I have to get up. So literally, like, they get me up in the morning. One thing that we've seen with Virtue is that of all the businesses that are working with us, most of them are giving for the first time. You know, the typical, you know, a lot of businesses, it's very sort of cutthroat where you want to steal your competitors, you know, competitors' customers and bring them in and this. And like, we're not really in an industry where we're trying to steal customers from people. We're trying to activate people, which is pretty cool. So a lot of the money that's coming through, it's from organizations that have never given to charity before. And we're just making it so easy that they can do this good. So we want it to be as simple as possible to do good. And that's kind of what's driving us, is that we've actually seen some results and we're helping with that.
Amazing. Amazing. And the final question that we ask all of our guests on this podcast is, do you think there is such a thing as a truly sustainable business yet?
There absolutely is, for sure. Most businesses are not, and business as a whole is not sustainable. But I mean, even if you look at, like, say, logging, for example, just straight up cutting down trees, not a very sustainable action. But if you cycle where you're cutting your trees down from and you come back 20 years later when the trees have regrown, that's a sustainable business. Like, Mother Nature has a bit of a buffer that we can work within. So you can do slightly more harm than good and still be technically sustainable. However, most businesses are not sustainable. Most practices are not sustainable, and people are not sustainable. When we talk about Virtue and sort of what we do, you get the odd cynic who comes out and says, oh, so you're just going to use consumerism to help the environment? Like that's going to work very well. It's like the old, you know, the old just say no to drugs from like Nancy Reagan back in the day, like just say no to drugs. Like, great, Nancy. Like, that didn't work, obviously. Like, people are going to do whatever they're going to do. And you're probably better off, you know, legalizing things and not, you know, sending people to jail. In our case, people are going to be buying products online. They're going to want the latest, whatever it might be. Hopefully their tastes shift over time. And it looks like that's happening, but they're still going to be buying online. So what can we do to make it more sustainable? E-commerce is not a very sustainable industry, but if we can make it a little bit more sustainable, at least we're doing some good in the world, I think.
Brilliant. Do you know what? Asking this question, I feel like one day I'm going to write a book about it, because the answers I get, every time I'm like, wow, yeah, I've never thought about it that way before. So thank you so much for giving that perspective.
Of course, yeah.
That was amazing. Thank you so much. That brings us to the end of all my questions. Is there anything else you'd love to tell our audience about Virtue?
No, I mean, if you sell products online and you want to give back to charity, check out Virtue. I mean, I'm sure there'll be a link somewhere to our website or to one of our integrations. Or if you are a charity or just a good organization and you want to fundraise, or you have partnerships and you want to help fundraise, feel free to reach out.
Amazing. That link will indeed be in the show notes and on our website. Thank you so much for your time today, Weston. It's been brilliant talking to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Weston, who I think has just the best voice, so easy to listen to. And I think, Weston, you should get your own podcast. If you want to learn more about Virtue, you can do that by visiting virtueimpact.com. That's V-I-R-T-U-E impact.com. A link to that will be in the show notes and in the episode transcript, which you can find by visiting easybeinggreenpodcast.com. If you'd like to get in touch with me about this episode, or if you have ideas for a future one, you can do that by following at the Easy Being Green Podcast on Instagram, or visiting the website and sending us an email. Until next time, stay collected and don't forget to keep it green.